I think that the library can have a lot of books, and I think that our library patrons want different kinds of books, physical books as well as electronic and virtual books, as well as audiobooks. And so I think that it's important for us as a library not to be afraid to weed our collection. You can't buy new materials and shelve them somewhere if there's no place to put them. We don't need to be afraid of the weeding process per se, which is done in a deliberate manner, and that's how the weeding will be done here. We can look at our policies and evaluate our policies about how long materials can be checked out for, how many materials you can have out at a time, and in evaluating those things and talking with the board about those things, it's possible that we could own even more materials and use less shelf space because more material is checked out with the public at any given point in time. So those are conversations that we can have and see, looking at some statistics, whether making some changes would make a difference or not. And then sometimes you try it for 6 months to a year and see if it helps. So I don't have an answer to how many books this particular library needs to have. What we do is we, in developing the budget and how much will be spent on books, DVDs, and whatnot, we look at circulation patterns. Mm-hmm. And so we've just, in talking with colleagues at the Clinton Macomb Public Library that have the same checkout system, Polaris, we are looking at reports they use to evaluate their collection and their use to see what parts of the collection aren't circulating as well as others and maybe could be weeded, as well as which parts of the collections might circulate more if you had more materials in those areas. So we're looking at all the different tools at our disposal to have a really, to continue to have a really deep collection as well as a popular collection.
Libraries are very much community organizations. People come there to read, they come there to gather, they come there for shelter. How can you really add to that?
Well, I think that we can always look at expanding services that are popular and being offered. So, for example, it is a goal of the library to be open the number of hours they are. And I know that in the past, this library wasn't open on Sundays year-round, but is and has made that a priority. And so the one thing that we'll be looking at is perhaps being able to expand hours in the archive. That's a valued community resource across our county and across the country, actually. People contact us from all over the country and come in. So being able to offer, if it's possible, more hours of staff availability, that would be one thing. So building on our successes and just seeing what's working well and doing more of it, as well as looking for new things. So the Teen Open Lab, which is new as of March last year, that's been a huge success. We've had over 2,500 kids coming in and using all the different types of facilities, whether it's playing board games together or doing homework or using the 3D printer or playing Rock Band. So really, I think the important part is keying into the community needs as they're being expressed and trying to partner with other institutions and then trying things and then evaluating them and moving ahead in that way.
You have some interest in introducing your staff to other happenings around town, other organizations, mm-hmm. Maybe even going on tours. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think that one opportunity for staff days upcoming would be to allow staff some time to visit particular community institutions and seeing what the resources are. So maybe they visit one of the campus libraries, maybe they visit the Will Studios, maybe they visit a museum, Cranard Art Museum, and see what the resources are in the community so that as we talk with our patrons across the desk and in the stacks, that we can tell them how to serve their information needs in the library as well as filling them in the community itself. It's our job to provide the information. And we don't have everything here. We're not supposed to. It's our job to partner and point people towards all the resources.